The Lamed Tes and Aleph on top. What are the three that we know that are called Misholim, parables about a fox? So one pasuk says in Yecheskel, "Of us yechlu boiser, our fathers like ate boiser, that's grapes. V'shinei rishbonim tekena, and the teeth of our children will become bad, will become tekena, knocked out." So Rashi says, "Moshelu," it's an example here, a parable. Shirima shelas azev, that the fox fooled the wolf. This is one of the psukim that's called a parable. Another pasuk is in the Yikra, Moiznei Tzedek, Avnei Tzedek. They should have just balances and just weights. And another pasuk, Mishlei Tzedek Mitzora Necholitz, a tzedek will be saved from pain, from tzoros. For Yavai Rosh Atat and a Rosh will come instead of him. So these are the three psukim that were able to make parables out of them. And Rashi explains that all these three psukim really have to do with one maisa, one story here, that the fox and the shul, they brought it to a suda, and one wanted to kill the other one, and we dash in these three psukim this way. Now the Gemara says, O Malay Koifet Rabbi Gamliel, or Koifet Set Rabbi Gamliel, said like this, Eloi Keichem Ganef, Yishno Yur Hashem, he's a Ganef, he steals. Why? The pasuk says, "Vayapel Hashem olekim tadei mal Adam." Hashem put Adam Rishon to sleep. Vayishon, he went to sleep, and then he took out the tzeli, took out the rib, and created Chava. It's like he stole his rib at night. So on the lay brate. So Vaistas, this Kaifra's daughter was there, and the brate, the daughter alone, said, "Listen, Shafka, leave my father alone." She said to Rabbi Gamliel, "The anoma hadrule, I myself will be able to answer him." Omrulay, so the daughter said to her father, like, Tanuli duchasechas, I want one policeman. Rashi says, Shofet, give me like a policeman, a Shofet, Limka in Lakama, to be able to take revenge. Omrulay, so the father said to her, Lomalacha, what do you have to have it for? So she said back, Listen, Bo Waleinu Halayla, you should know Rob is came into our house last night, for not Lumimenu Kitan Shakesef, he took a silver, a cup, a Kitan, a silver pitcher, and Venicho Lono Kitan Shozov, and instead he left a golden pitcher. So we want to get a hold of that robber to take Nakama. Oh my lord. So the father said back to her, like Halavai, such a ganesh should come every night to our house to take away silver and give us gold. So she said to the father, the same thing by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why do you call Hashem a ganef? Hashem stole. What did Hashem do? He took a tzela, he took a rib out of Adam Rishon, but instead he gave him back a chava, he gave him back a wife, a shivcha l'shamshoi, that will serve him. See, isn't it worth it? So therefore Hashem is not called a ganef. Oh my lord, so the father said, no, listen, hochik kemina, this was my question, elo l'shak lebadei, how come Hashem did not take the rib out of Adam when he was alive? Do it in front, don't do it when he's sleeping. Ormulei, so she answered back also, I'll tell you like this, listen, give me a raw piece of meat, the bisra. Give me a raw piece of meat. So the father gave her a raw piece of meat. She put it underneath her armpit. That's where she put this meat. And then afikta, she took it out. And Omala, she said to the father, listen, if you want to, you can eat from this piece of meat now. Omala, she said back, no. He said back, no, easily. This piece of meat now is disgusting. I wouldn't eat it. It came out of your armpit. So she said back to the father, listen, if so, for your other Mauritian army, the same thing for your other Mauritian. If Hashem would have taken out his rib when he was awake, it wouldn't be nice to Adam, he would be disgusted with his wife. So therefore, Kodesh Baruch himself had to do it at night. So Kis Hashem did it l'toivo, and that's not called the ganef. Oh, Malay Kaifel Rabban Gamliel, a Kaifel Rabban Gamliel. Yodanela Keichu, Micah Ovid. And also the Eichin Yosef, so the Kaif like said to Gamliel, I know where your Hashem, where God is, and I even know where he's sitting. But Istnig v'Yisnach, the Kaif himself was crying. Omele, Gamliel said to him, my high, how come you crying? Omele, so the Kaif said, listen, said, Ben Echo Yeshli Bikachi Yom, I have only one son on the other side of the ocean, V'Yeshli Giguyim Alov, and I love him, like it bothers me very much, he's not home. Like he's homesick for him. So he said, Bina de Mechavis Le, like, do you want me to daven for him, or do you want me to try and help you out, Nale? So like Leonardo Gamliel said, tell me where he is. Omar, so Kaifa said himself, Mi Adina Hechaninu, do I know? I myself do not know where my son is. So now Rav Gamliel said back to him, Omalei, diyik b'yaya lo yadat. What's doing on this world where your own son is, you do not know. Diyik b'shemaya yadat. But what's doing in Shemaya that you do know. In other words, you're a big phony, so don't talk. Yes, we'll start this. Omalei kaifle Rav Gamliel. The kaifle again says Rav Gamliel, Siv, the pasuk says, Moine mispele kachovim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu could count the stars. Moine mispele kachovim. So the Kaifer asked Rav Gamliel, "My Ravusa, what's so great about this? What's so great about Hashem? Ano matzino lemimlo kuchve. I can also count the stars." That's what he told Rav Gamliel. No, I see chavushe. Rav Gamliel took some quince, shadino biarbele, put it into the blender, to come ahadale, and he was mixing it up. Amalei said, "Listen, when this is moving around, minyana, please count for me how many pieces you see here." Amalei, the Kaifer said back, "Listen, Okimna, let it be still, and maybe I'll be able to count it. But now that it's turning, I can't count it." Amalei said back to Kaifer, "Listen, Riki Anami Hachi Hadre, the sky is also turning around. So if you could count the stars, you should be able to count this also. Elamai, you're a phony, so leave me alone." Ika the army son say, "Hachi Amalei, this is what the Kaifer said to Amalei. Mona li kuchri, I know the account of all the stars." Rashi says, "Menu yimli, akachavim kleima. Your day on him is firm. I know the number of how many stars there are." Omalei, so Rav Gamliel said to this kaif, "Listen, Emalei kechicha v'shinecha kama. How many big teeth, molar teeth do you have, and how many regular teeth do you have? Let me know how many teeth you have in your mouth." So what did the guy do? He didn't know. Have he shod the yod lapume? The guy put his finger into his mouth and started to count his teeth. So come on, Omalei, and he started to count how many teeth he has. Omalei, so Rav Gamliel said back to him, "Listen, diika v'pumech lo yadata. What's inside your own mouth, you don't even know. The Ikav Riki Yadata, what's upstairs in Shemayim in the scars, you do know. Leave me alone." Shem Mishkanko. Omalei Kaifer Gamliel. Misha Bora Horim Lebora Ruach. The Kaifer said to Gamliel, "Listen, the whoever Hashem that created the mountains did not count, did not create the Ruach, the winds." Shem the Apostle says, "Kihina Yaitzer Horim Ulbera Ruach." It's like two different Shainas. He was a Yaitzer Horim, that's one, and then Ulbera Ruach, somebody else. So Wilson back to Kaifer, "No, you're wrong. Elamayatir sol gabi yodam." Even by Odom alone, it says, the Siddur Pasuk says, "Vayivra v'yetzar." It says both Lashonis. So according to you, that it means two different people. Hokinami hirosi, you want to tell me, Misha borazel and borazel. Whoever created this, not created that. How could that be? It's one person. Savad, it means it's one Hashem, and that's the Lashonis that he used. Bora and Yetzar are the Lashonis they use. As if to say, like, listen, there's one spot, one tefach, one 4 inch of a 4 inch in the person. He has two nekavim over there. That means misha borazeh le borazeh. You want to say whoever created this, not created this. In other words, the eyes and the nose are right near one another. Shneim the pasuk says, "Hanotei oizin halo yishma v'im yitzarein halo yabit." That Hashem created the oizen, and he created the eyes. So they're near one another. So you want to say, whoever created this, not created that. That we did not say. Rashi says, "Hochinami misha bara eva zeh le bara eva zeh." Does that make any sense? V'yimtaimekein, even if you want to say it like this, "Hoteinach b'yevvar hamruchokim." Maybe you could say, "Evvarim that are far away." Miyu tefach ha-tevel, yesh tov-yodim, grace ha-tevel, yesh bar shnei nekovim. Hoizen v'ayin. You have the ears and you have the eyes. Korah lahai noit oizen lahai yetzer ayin. How could that be? You want to say like two different people created this, two like Hashem's, one created the ears and one created the eyes so close to one another, that for sure does not make sense. And the pasuk says here also, it says, "Hanoit oizen halo yishma v'yim yetzer ayin halo yabit." It says, "Loshen of noteya by the oizen," it's a loshen of yetzer by the eyes. So you want to tell me two different people, elamai avadanat. Omalei, he said, "Yes, and yes, I'll say the same thing also. Even though there's eyes and the ears close to one another, still the two different people." Omalei said back to him, "Ovishas misa kula nispaisu." But does it make sense then when they die, everything dies together? I got another kash on you. If you want to say there are two different people that created the person, so when one side of the man dies, the other side should still be alive. But the two different creators. So why do you want to tell me, punk, they both agree at the same time? The kid doesn't make sense what you're saying. Savada, the pshat is one Hashem created Adam, even though it says Lashon of Yetzer and Bayivra, it's the same thing by the Horim and the Ruach, even though one says
a lashon of bara, once a lashon of yitzer, both Hashem did. Omalayahu avgushi, and avgushi Rashi says that's a mechashif, a witchcraft. Lanema, a certain witch guy said to Anema, mefalgecha leluyay to hurmis. The up half of your body belongs to the Yechveis Shade Hormis, Rashi says. Hormis Shade, the name of a shade. And Mipalgof the Tesoi, the Ahumis. From half of your body downwards, that a different shade takes care of. The Ahumis. Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKori Hoki. No. Like he is masking, half, the bottom half belongs to Hashem. The top half, a shade takes care of. That's what he told him. Omalei, so Rabbi Gamliel said back to him, listen. So Amema said back to him, Amalei, came and saw, Hechi Shavik Le Ahumis, how come the shade lets Le Ahumis to the bottom, the Hashem, Le Ahuramaya Biabiari? How come it lets the water go through the body? Like we know water goes through the whole body, the blood, things go through the whole body. To the two different parts of your body, how come one lets the other one go through? Rashi says, whatever goes into your mouth comes out. So it goes through your body. So it can't make sense what you're saying, that the top belongs to the shade and the bottom belongs to Hashem. Omalei keisle Rav Tamchum. The keisle said Rav Tamchum. Tol lehevi kulun liyam echad. Listen, let all the Jews and the Goyim become one big nation. Let's make peace. Oma, so Rav Tamchum answered the back calmly, lechaya, very good, good idea. But listen, anan de malilin, we have a bris milah. Lehmetzinan hevi kemasaychel, we can't be like you. Because we have a bris milah, we can't take away the bris milah. So the other answer is, us and you, malisu. Like, you want to be one nation, so you have to make a bris milah on yourself. That's what I said, let me see you make a bris milah. Then there will be kavos, and then we'll all be like one. Omalei, to the case of the king, said back to Meima Shapakarmit. Listen, you said very good, you got me stuck. But Niyul, there's a klal in my kingdom that called the Zohar Lamalko Leshadui Lebever. Whoever outwits the king gets thrown into a pit. Rashi the Beva means Mokem Chayes Roy Shemalchus, gets thrown into a dungeon where they have nice lions there. That's what happened. So what they do to Rav Tamchum? Shadu the Beva, they had to throw Rav Tamchum into this pit with the lions, with the wild animals. Lo yachlu, and it happened in this that the wild animals did not eat them up. Omalehu Tzedukah, so certain Tzedukah, he said to the Melech, well, don't think there's something special that he's a tzaddik, he's a great person. Rather just say, hi, the Leachlu, you know why the lions and tigers didn't eat them up? Mishum Dalei Kofen, they weren't hungry. Punkta was, they were full. That's why they eat them up. So what the Melech said, okay, if that's the truth, have Shagyu Leledrei, let's throw you down there, see if we'll eat you up also or not. So the Yachlu, they threw him down, he got eaten up. Omalei Kaifa Yamil, another Maisa. Another Kaifa, maybe the same Kaifa. Can't tell me the wheel. Amriso, you say over that Kol Be'asara Shchinta Sharia. Whenever you have 10 Jews together, the Shchina is always there. Kama Shchintika, how many Shchinas are there? Habakasha, you have 10 Jews, there are a million places in the world. So how could it be a million Shchinas? I thought there's only one Hashem. How is it possible that any time, every place you have 10 Jews, the Shchina is there? So what did he do? Kari Lishmaya, he called the kings and the Kaifers Shama servant. Mochel Bey Dafakta, he like hit him on the shoulders and say, come to me. Omalei, Amai Oil Shimshim Bebe, said the Kaifer. How come so much sun comes into your master's house? How come in the Kaifer's house there's sun coming in? Omalei, the servant said back, listen, Shimsha Kuli Almanicha. What kind of question is that? The sun goes all over the world. It doesn't only come into my master's house, it goes all over the world. If so, and Leo said back, listen, if so, Omashim Shemadich the son, Tichad min Elef Alfe Revuya, Shim Shedekame Kuchabruchu, it's only one, what, the Elef, 10,000, it's only one of the 10,000 different Shemoshim servants that worship Hashem. Nichol Kuliyama, that the sun could give off its shine to the whole world, go into every single house in the world, Shchinta the Kuchabruchu, Lachas Kama Kama. So what kind of wonder is that the Shechina of Hashem could go all over? Pshita, the Shechina could also go all over. Omalayahu min ol Rabavua. This min said to Rabavua, Eloi keichem gachem. Your Hashem is a joker. That's what he said. Why who? The Kamal el Cheskel that Hashem told Cheskel, Shochav al Titchas Meli. First line, the left side. Well, see, then the pasuk says, Lie on your right side. Since I joking with him, what are they supposed to do? Lie on the left, lie on the right.
That's what he asked the question. So also Tamida, another Talmud came into Rabbi Hu at the same time. Omalei, my time of the Shmiyasa. How come Hashem gave us the mitzvah Shmita? That was his question. Omalei, so Rabbi Hu said this, listen, Hashta min locho milsa de shadra tabayu. I'll give one answer to answer both of these questions here. Omalei, Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch Hu told Klai Yisrael, Zaro Sheish, plant 6 years, Veshmitu Sheva, 7th year Shmita, leave it empty, that's like Hashem. Have me talking to Hashem. Today, Shetedu, you should know, Shara Shalit, the earth belongs to me, he. The Hein Lo Yosekin, Christ did not do like this. Elechotu, Christ did not, they were not Nizer and Shemitah. They worked the 7th year. The Golu, and because they had to go into Golus. Now, Minhoga Shalayla, what's the meaning of this world? Melech Vosav Adom, Shesach, all of Medina, if the nation rebelled or did bad to the king, did not listen to him. Im Achzori, if the king is an Achzori, a wicked man, a strong man, is Hurry Gaskulim, who wiped them all out. All the people that disobeyed me gets killed. Im Rachmanu, if he has Rachmanus, a mercy to this king, Hurry Chesion, a nice king will only kill half of the people. Im Rachman, Moli, Rachman is mamish extraordinary, and Rachman, and mercy, who Meyasra Gdelem, what he does is, Shabbat Meyoni gives punishment to the big ones, like it was their fault. The Yisurim. So, Af Kacha Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu asked the same way also. That Klai Yisrael did not keep Shemitah. That's why Hashem had to put him into Golis. And now that he put him into Golis, he didn't give Yisurim to everybody, but Miyasur Esi Cheskel. He gave Yisurim as if to say a Cheskel should not sleep well. Today, Lamarak Avanasayim Shal Yisrael, he should be able to wipe out, to clean out the Averis of Klai Yisrael. Oh, Malayhu Minel Rabavua. Another Amin said again to Rabavua. Elokeichem Koyenu. Listen, your Hashem is a Koyen. What's my proof? It says in the Pasuk, Vayikuli Truma, take from me Truma. So you give Truma to a Kain. And the other Pasuk is saying, give you Truma to Hashem. So it must be Hashem as a Kain. If so, Kikovri Lamosha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried the Moshe Rabbeinu, but my Tovel, Hashem obviously became Tommy then. So how did he go to the Mikvah? Where was Hashem Tovel to become Torah? A Kain has to be Torah. That was his question. The Chitim, maybe you'll tell me, B'maya, he went into the ocean, Chvesi. He was Tovel in the ocean. What's the Bikasha? For Sivna, the Pasuk says, Mi modeh b'sholamayim, because Hashem counts the water, knows Hashem is greater, bigger than all the water. So Hashem is bigger than all the water, where can he be tovel? Omalei, so Rabbi Hu answered back, you know what? Benura tovel, Hashem is tovel in fire. He has fire all around him, that purifies him. The Pasuk says, Ki hini Hashem v'esh yavoy, Hashem will come in fire. So the min asked back, but still, alamdin in this min. Well, mi salkitz v'lusa benura, whoever heard, that going in fire is a mikvah. A mikvah is water. Whoever heard going into fire will be matar you. Omalei said, yes, adarav apum fakir. Ika tfilusa benura. The main tfila is in fire. The Pasuk says, v'chola shalo yavav esh tabiru v'mayim. Like by the clean midyo, when you want a kasha kalim, so first it says, if they cooked in the keli, you have to cook in this pot of kashrut. So b'lei akach poltoi. If it went into fire, you have to fire it out now. Make hagola, make libun. And Kelim does not need Libin or Hagolah, then it's not to put it in a mikvah. But that's only secondary. The core point is also a Tyra of Eish. Eish that goes through a person, the person has to go into Eish, that also purifies the person. Oh, Malayu Humino, Larebi Avino, Humin Setra Mavino, Ksiv the Pasuk says, Mikam Chayisod, the Yechid Boritz, who is like Chayisod, the one nation in the world. Myra Vusai, what's so great about that? Also, Nami Avisu Bahadon. Like, we're also included in this. The Goyim also, the Siddur Pasuk says, Kol HaGoyim Kiyei Negdoy. All the Goyim is like nothing, negative you. Shashi Gam Atchem Lehoitzim Nekla, you're also not excluded from the thing. In other words, nobody is like anybody, Kenegra Hashem. Or Malay, he said back, Meditchu Asidu Alan. You, your Navi, could be made upon us. Rashi says, means, Neviim Shiyotsu Mikem Daino Bilom. That villa will be made with not that cloud. When the Pasuk says, Kol Goyim Kein Negdoy, means all other nations like nothing against Hashem. But not Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael is something special against Hashem. But see, the Pasuk says, Uba Goyim Lo Yitzchashi, means, on the right side of Rashi,